Today on the program, a familiar voice, Katie Whiteside is here. She is the Community Engagement Director at PBS North Coast. Hi, Katie.
Hi, David. There's my microphone.
Yeah, and Charity Grella is here. She's a director and editor at PBS North Coast. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
That's great. Well, you have a couple of events coming up, but one of them revolves around the Great American Read, which is a national thing. But what is it?
The Great American Read is a six-part series with a seventh finale episode that will start airing on September 11th. The September 11th program on PBS North Coast will start at 8. And Katie will be running a special preview screening for people who can't wait for the next episode on Tuesday, September 11th at the Eureka Theater. Katie, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, I can talk about that. So, David, it's really exciting.
The Great American Read is all about, it's not just American novels. It's novels from all over the world, but it's limited to novels, so no nonfiction. But the entire series is about what books mean to us, not just books that we read as adults, but books growing up, books we read in our adolescence. There's everything on the list from, you know, Catch 22 to, Gone Girl, newer fiction, but older things like The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton that were very important to a lot of kids who felt like they were marginalized growing up.
What has captured me really is the variety of the choices. How were these books chosen?
Katie's got a thing on that.
I do have a thing. Well, they did a survey, I think, and you can jump in and correct me on it, but they did a survey with about over 7,000 people. And I think they were local authors. Some of them were authors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they came up with these books. And I think they broke them down into different categories to eventually.
Can you still vote on this?
Yes, you can still vote. Go to pbs.org/Great American Read, all one word, and it'll lead you through the voting process. I voted. Katie voted. Katie, what did you vote for?
I voted for Siddhartha. And do you want to know why?
Can you only vote for one book?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think you can only vote for one book.
Oh, no.
But you can vote for your favorite book multiple times.
Actually, they said you can vote every day if you want.
Okay.
But see, we disagree.
Right. And what I've been excited about is there's a lot of books that, you know, remind me of my childhood reading. And then I think, oh gosh, I don't read enough anymore because, you know, Charlotte's Web is in here and the Chronicles of Narnia and Clan of the Cave Bear. And along with a lot of books that, you know, you would think if someone said, well, what's the great literature? You know, then, you know, that's in there too.
But David, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm being the questioner now, but what made a difference? I mean, I was looking through the list of books and the one that stood out for me was Siddhartha. And that, you know, I was in high school. I was trying to figure out my world. And that book helped me. Hmm. You know, it helped me and it stayed with me all my life. So what stayed with you?
So what is this kickoff event at the Eureka Theater have to do with the television series on PBS North Coast?
It's the third in the series, which is why it's a sneak preview. But actually it has a lot to do with what Katie was saying, because this sneak preview event at the Eureka Theater is titled Who Am I? And it focuses on all the novels that are not only about identity as a novel, but helped inspire other people to find their own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to quickly run through the other ones for you. So on screening on Keat, airing that night at 8, is the fall kickoff, which is kind of a wrap-up of the series. And then at the theater that night, just before, we'll be showing Who Am I? And then September 25th is Heroes, which is all about the heroic in literature. October 2nd is Villains and Monsters. That should be a good one. Tuesday, October 9th is all about What We Do for Love. And Tuesday, October 16th is all about Other Worlds, which is not only science fiction, but the magical worlds of Narnia, books that take us to other places like Middle Earth or Lilliput. And then on October 23rd is the grand finale, and they will reveal what is America's favorite book after everyone's voted.
Okay.
They're the
okay.
number one book.
The number one book on the list.
How can they do that? That's why we need Americans. That's all of us to vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vote, and you can vote multiple times.
Though it is guaranteed to raise outrage. Whatever whatever they choose, there will be outrage.
So this sneak preview event is September 11th. It's at the Eureka Theater.
That's right. And at the theater, I've invited Northtown Books is partnering with us. They'll be there to provide some books of that evening's read and probably some other books mm-hmm. from the 100 books, but that night with Who Am I, we've got a listing that we can talk about later on. We'll also have the Humboldt Literacy Project there. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with them, and they're going to talk a little bit about their project at the very beginning. We've got some giveaways that we're going to do, sort of a raffle. We've got some stuff to give away. And then
tell them what they'll win, Katie.
They're going to win. We've got a couple of backpacks. I think we have a lunch pack for kids, a couple t-shirts, but Charity, why don't you talk about what's happening upstairs?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear about. I've already heard a sneak preview of this.
Okay, so before the doors open at 6:30 and showtime's at 7, and we will give people the opportunity to come upstairs to the mezzanine upstairs and tell us about their favorite book. So we intend to broadcast these on airs as interstitials, so you get to be on TV. So come on upstairs, tell us about one of the books on the list. It has to be on the book on the list, and tell us about your favorite book and why it was important to you. We would love to hear from you. This is all about a gathering of readers and book lovers, and PBS North Coast has so much to offer, so much programming to offer readers and book lovers, because I think readers are naturally inquisitive, and it's not just our Nature and Nova programming, but shows like Masterpiece. Soon we'll be running The Durrells in Corfu, which was based on Gerald Durrell's My Family and Other Animals. Mm-hmm. And we'll be running The Miniaturist, which is a best-selling book by Jesse Burton that's coming up on September 9th. So Masterpiece and PBS North Coast have always had a special place for readers in the shows, you know, from the book to the screen. And we'd like to keep that going, not only with great shows like Masterpiece, but we're so excited to celebrate reading and the mm-hmm. love of reading, not only with our partners in the community, like Katie was talking about, Northtown and the library, but we want to share those beloved books with readers. So come on upstairs at the theater before the show starts, and you can either bring a book that's on the list. We hope you already voted, but you don't have to, of course. And just be prepared to tell us briefly in a couple of sentences, you know, why you love it, what it meant to you, why you love reading, and maybe even why you love PBS North Coast.
We'd love that. So we are encouraging everybody to come out. Please come out.
Is this something that you could bring kids to and all ages?
Bring your whole family. It's a TV show. Sure. So we're going to watch TV together, basically, in a big theater. Bring your friends, bring your family.
And it's an hour, right?
It's only an hour. It might go a little bit over because we're going to talk a little bit and do some giveaways. But, you know, the doors open at 6 and the screening's at 7. We'd love to have you come and talk with us. You can vote online. Charity and I have been talking about also posting people on our website with their favorite book. So if you have a favorite book, give us a call and we'll tell you how to do that and how to post online.
Where would they call you?
At 445-0813. That number again, 445-0813. And give us a call and we'll tell you how to do that. Or you can just go to our website and post you and your favorite book and maybe write something about why you like that book and how it made a difference.
So Charity, what else can people know? We've got about, you know, a minute or so. Mm-hmm. What else should people know about the series?
Okay, about the Great American Read series. You rarely on television get to see not only talk about books, which are never mentioned on, you know, all the other stations, but they talk with not only people of note, you know, famous authors, celebrities. The host is Meredith Vieira, but there are also sports figures and then, you know, people from all walks of life who are sharing their passion for books, because books are something that you sit down with It's Just You television mm-hmm. is something that you can watch, you know, by yourself in the living room after a hard day's work, or you sit down with your family and watch nature, or sit down with your partner. But books are a one-on-one personal experience, and they affect you at all ages of your life. They are something that you don't need electricity to experience. You can just open it up, and it can be a picture book about a place you've never been before, Winchester Cathedral, or it can be a very serious novel, or it can be a collection of humorous essays from the 50s, and you can step back in time and read essays from the 60s, from the New Yorker, and see what they were concerned about at that time period. It's traveling back in time. It's having conversations with dead people, if that takes your fancy, if you want to look at it in the supernatural way. It's having conversations with wise people. It's having conversations with funny people. And the only thing that you can't do is kind of get an idea of what music sounds like. And Katie's got something about that.
Yeah. Actually, we have just like 30 seconds to a minute left. There's a great collaboration happening with KHSU and PBS North Coast.
It's called Lost Coast Sessions. We're having a viewing party. We're going to see Lord Ellis and segments of the other five parts of this series. It's coming up at the Arcata Playhouse on Friday, September 7th. That's not this Friday, but next Friday. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8, and Lord Ellis is going to be there decked out, and we'll tell you more.
It's so exciting. It's basically like our own Humboldt County Austin City Limits.
That's what it is.
It's going to be so, so fun. It's going to air on PBS North Coast as a series, and then KHSU is going to run it every couple of weeks on Saturdays during the day. So if you miss the video version, you can hear the audio version.
But come on out to the free show.
It's going to be so fun.
It's at the Arcata Playhouse. Arcata Playhouse. If you want to find out more, go to their website, and you'll see posters out and about.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun, and it's no cost, right?
It's free.
Oh my gosh.
How many times do I have to say free? And Lord Ellis is going to be there. Maybe dressed fancy.
I heard tuxedos.
That's what I heard too.
Well, thank you, Katie Whiteside and Charity Grella, for being here from PBS North Coast. It sounds like a really great night.